Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
Some early football rules conventions, some Hall of Fame players, and a Hall of Fame coach. That's what fills our football history headlines for today, this May 6th edition of the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, because we have some great football history headlines from the May 6th edition. Actually, it starts off in May 5th and ends in May 6th, but May 5th we filled up quite a bit. We hope you really enjoyed that old Yankee Stadium edition we had yesterday. We had the top 10 football games that were ever played at Old Yankee Stadium on the day that ground was broken for Yankee Stadium on May 5th. That was really a fun one to do. But today, we're going to start off with these rules conventions from the early 1880s. And they started off on May 5th, ended on May 6th. So we're going to put them in our May 6th football history headlines. So we'll start off in the year 1886, the Football Rules Convention at New York's Fifth Avenue Hotel on football's organizing. It adopted a rule where the defense could not rush until a ball was snapped. It's the predecessor of modern scrimmage. Now, can you imagine that? A football game where the defense could rush the passer before the ball was even snapped? Well, that was what that rule did. It sounds kind of foreign to us today, and I'm not sure exactly how that looked like, but I'm sure it really cleaned things up a little bit to give us more of a modern flavor that we know today. Makes it a lot more fun when the defense can't go until the ball snapped. Next is our newspapers.com football history headline of the day, and it was in the Evening World News in New York, New York, which said, "New rules on May 6, 1888. The article reads that under the new intercollegiate football rules, rushers are not permitted to use their hands in any way. The importance of this provision can hardly be overestimated. Yale football players assert that it would make the game so tame as to utterly devoid of interest. If the Yale students will take the course in French method of boxing with the feet, they may still be able to maintain the exciting features which so warmly recommend football to the care of ambulance service." Now, that's the statement from the, you know, what a different day that was. They're basically saying, you know, it's going to really make the game sort of a sissy sport if the defenders can't rush before the ball snapped. I can't even imagine how that would look in a football field. It seems like very disorganized and chaos, but the Yale players seem to be quite upset about the rules. But if you want to be able to read through some old articles like the New York Evening World, like we did tonight, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you can get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the U.S., Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating back to 1798 all the way to 2021. Get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers, and with a paid subscription, you'll be helping to support the production of this podcast and other Sports History Network shows. That's sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. Get your free 1 week today. Now let's go to some birthdays of Hall of Famers. On this May 6, 1907, Richmond, Indiana, the only coach that won world championships in both the AFL and the NFL, Webb Eubank, was born. Think about that for a second. And couple that with the fact that he accepted his first head coaching job at the age of 47. What a small window that was to accomplish so much. Weeb's 1958 and 1959 Baltimore Colts won the NFL title both seasons. And the New York Jets that led to Super Bowl III. And now think about that. These teams won the greatest game ever played, that 1958 NFL Championship. And we talked about that yesterday with one of those great games at Yankee Stadium. And then, you know, they turned right around and had Namath promise the Jets upsetting the Colts in Super Bowl III. I mean, it really put the AFL on the map and really unified the AFL and the NFL, put them on equal ground. I mean, those two victories each changed the NFL forever and spurned its growth and popularity in amazing ways. You know, it's like we talked about many, many times, you know, that greatest game ever played, it really propelled the NFL to surpass college football in popularity. Jesse Barrett talked about that last week when we had him on Pigskin Nation, his book he wrote. And, you know, the AFL defeating the NFL in the championship of the Super Bowl was just, you know, phenomenal and really broke the ice there and did a lot of things for it. But Weeb is best known for using the process of building winning teams patiently around great quarterbacks. You know, with Johnny Unitas with the Colts, Joe Namath with the Jets. They thrived in his system. Coach had won 130 professional football games, walking the sidelines as a head man, and his legacy will endure as the Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Weeb Eubank in 1978. May 6, 1922, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Wisconsin Badgers fullback from the era of 1941 to 1942, Pat Harder was born. The footballfoundation.org reflects on a unique cheer that the Wisconsin faithful would yell in unison from the stands when Harder played. They yelled, "Hit him again, harder, harder, harder," using Pat's last name. In 1941, he led the Big Ten in rushing and scoring and followed that up in 1942 with the Badgers going 8-1-1. Harder scored 17 points as the Badgers knocked off the national champion Ohio State Buckeyes 17-7. That was all their points. He was part of a backfield to include Jack Wink at quarterback and then the three H's of Harder, Hoskins, and Hirsch. Pat Harder's collegiate football records are celebrated in the College Football Hall of Fame after his induction in 1993. Harder served in the Marines of World War II, and then Pat had another year of eligibility, but he passed it up and joined the pros after his discharge from the service. He was in two college All-Star games, 1943 and 1946, and Harder earned the Most Valuable Player in 1943's Chicago All-Star event in a 27-7 victory over the NFL champion Redskins as Pat scored two touchdowns and kicked three extra points. Great player, Pat Harder. May 6, 1957, Fairview Park, Ohio. Tom Cousineau of the Ohio State Buckeye linebacker from 1975 to 1978 was born into the world. The NFF says that Tom was credited with 569 career tackles, which are second all-time in Ohio State history. He still holds six school records, setting marks for single-season tackles and solo tackles during his senior campaign. When Cousineau left Ohio State, he was the school's leader in nearly every tackling category. His coach was the legendary Woody Hayes, who saw his stud linebacker become a two-time consensus first-team All-America for the Buckeyes. Tom Cousineau received the great honor of being selected for inclusion in the College Football Hall of Fame in 2016. And Cousineau was the number one overall pick in the 1979 NFL draft by the Buffalo Bills, but he chose to play for Montreal of the Canadian League from 1979 to 1982. Earning the league's Grey Cup MVP honor in 1979. He would later return to the NFL, playing for the Cleveland Browns from 1982 to 1985 and the San Francisco 49ers from 86 to 1987. And, you know, those are just some great players, great coach in Weeb Eubank, and some excellent rules that we got to read a little bit about in that old 1888 newspaper clip from the New York Evening World. That's great to look back in those old newspaper clippings and just take that window back in time to see what was really happening instead of reading in a history book or, you know, doing it online. So just some great things. We appreciate newspapers.com. And like we said, you have that free 1 week at sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. Get that free week at newspapers.com. You can read some old articles too. We really appreciate you joining us here because we have football history for you each and every day right here. Your favorite podcast player, make sure you hit a follow on there so you know as soon as we drop the new episodes, or you can subscribe on our absolutely free on the pigskindispatch.com website, where you can email me at pigskindispatch@gmail.com and ask to be put on that list, and we will send you an email every single morning of the year just shortly before 7 a.m. Eastern time in the United States. And you will have that email under. It has all of our podcasts for that day and all of our blog posts for that day. And anything special is coming up on Sports History Network, too. We include that all in that email. So it's really easy. You just open up your email. You're right into the site. You can listen to the podcast that way, too. Or you can go to sportshistorynetwork.com and see our podcast there each and every day. And along with all of my podcast partners there and talk about sports history, because it is the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear. So make sure you check that out, sportshistorynetwork.com. And we have a special bonus edition today. We have the number 41s, the greatest players of all time in the NFL that wore that number 41. Make sure you check that out. And let us know how you feel, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
The 2021 Professional Football Researchers Association Convention will be held at the Gold Jacket Lounge at the Pro Football Hall of Fame during the final weekend of June. Convention speakers will celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the NFL. The fee for the convention is $50 for members and $100 for non-members. The fee includes admission to the convention and Pro Football Hall of Fame, meals on Friday evening and Saturday afternoon, and free parking. All convention activities are subject to COVID-19 protocols. For more details, click on the 2021 PFRA convention link at profootballresearchers.org.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.